1-11, Luke chapter 4 verses 1-12. Mark's account is perfunctory, but both Matthew and Luke describe the experience in detail. He went into the wilderness, the wild country east of the Jordan, primarily to pray. Jesus was a convivial man, as we are repeatedly shown by the gospel accounts, but he was also a prayerful man. When convivial, he was emphatically a man. But when praying, he spoke directly with God, his Father, and necessarily was himself divine. Hence he always preferred to be alone. He did not stand in prayer, as the Jews were accustomed to do. He knelt, as a symbol of submission to the Father's will. Prayer, for him, meant separation from his fellow men, an ascent into divinity, and, as such, symbolized by altitude. When praying, he preferred to be on a hill or a mountain, as he was in his transfiguration, as we shall see, on the Mount of Olives in the Garden of Gethsemane before his passion, and on the high mountain where he said his last prayers on earth before ascending into heaven. So, in the wilderness, praying, Jesus sought height for solitude. He fasted for 40 days. We do not know the severity of his abstention from food and water, but Matthew and Luke insist that he was faint and hungry. Then, when his body was weak, came temptation, not just in his mind, but in the bodily shape of Satan. It is not the only occasion when Jesus admitted he was tempted. He was so again at Gethsemane. When appalled at the enormity of the suffering immediately ahead of him, he prayed to his Father that it be lifted, then submitted. In the wilderness, however, the struggle was not in his mind, but in the open, with Satan visible, vocal, and formidable in power. The fact that Jesus recounted the details afterward to his followers shows how anxious he was to impress upon them that evil is not merely objective and material, but also subjective and personal. That Satan exists and has to be overcome by strength of will and clearness of distinction between the good and the bad. He transformed his personal temptation into a universal experience. For Jesus himself, the temptation was to use his divine powers for earthly material purposes. First, to turn stones into bread. Then, to preserve his life from mortal dangers. Finally, to possess the world. The third temptation, here I am following Matthew's account, was the most serious because of its universal scope. It applied not only to such as himself, endowed with divine powers, but also to mankind who, thanks to high intelligence and industry, can acquire vast powers which, superficially at least, appear godlike. Jesus told Matthew's apostolic source that on this third occasion Satan taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these